how to hack success in wholesaling real estate without cold calling. All right, so I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers a little bit, but let's dive into it. Some questions that came. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we're talking about how to hack success in wholesaling real estate without cold calling. Alright, so I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers a little bit, but let's dive into it. Some questions that came in, and I think we should go straight into the question. Question says, hello. I am new to wholesale, no deals yet, and I'm active in the Bay Area. I currently cold call using Mojo to absentee list. Mojo is a dialer, it's an automated dialer that basically you dump your phone numbers, everything into it, and you just start dialing automatically. It goes to the next call automatically. Once the other call hangs up, you can also pre-record voicemails to automatically drop on people's voicemail. And I have done cold calling before, and I've done it successfully too. So anytime I'm telling you any of the strategies and the ups and the downs of it, just keep in mind that I've done most of them already before. I've tested them. I know what works. I know what doesn't work. I know when it stopped working. For the most part, they all still work. It's just that there's a little bit of a higher chances you'll be frustrated before it works. Okay. And there are easier ways, obviously. All right. So our current cold call using Mojo's dialer to absentee list, vacant list, pre-foreclosed, and also drive for dollars when I can. So if somebody says I drive for dollars when I can, that means maybe you don't trust the process, maybe you don't trust that strategy. I completely understand. There are good reasons to not trust driving for dollars. For one, it's not a marketing strategy, it's a data collection strategy, and it's the slowest of all types of data collection you can possibly spend your time on. And he just mentioned that he's also cold calling vacant list. So vacant list, where is he getting the vacant list from? They're available for less than $30 on the internet. For less than $30, yes. Would you rather do that or go spend $30 putting gas in your car and driving around town collecting the same data, if not worse? Some people would argue that, yeah, maybe you get to meet people, you get to feel on the market. But again, that's basically pretending that you don't live in a digital world. Okay, the way you touch most people, the best impact you can have on people right now is by leveraging the technologies that are available to you, just like I am right now using this phone that you're watching me on. Okay, so it seems to me that the list I'm calling, I've been called many times, as a lot of the calls complain about being called multiple times that day. See, exactly, cold calling is exactly that. People have access to the same list. Okay, so remember, I just kind of like kicked driving for dollars in the gut, but now I'm about to kick cold calling in the gut, because again, it puts you in a place where you have to compete with the unknown, and these competitions are real and will waste your most valuable asset, which is time, and then essentially you will end up back in the same box. Because imagine, 50 people have already called the same person in the last 1 week, and you're calling them to give them an offer on their house. Now all of a sudden they feel like they have options. If they feel like they have options, that's what's gonna happen. You don't have options, okay? Guess what's gonna happen with the power in that conversation? Your power declines significantly in that conversation. So this person is experiencing that same thing. People have called them the same day. Some people will say if you drive for dollars, that list, no one has called them. That's a lie as well too. Remember, the gurus are preaching the same thing to everyone else. Some people are actually literally uploading all of the houses in their neighborhood and calling them and offering them cash on their house, or offering them creative financing or sub two deals, any one of those things. It's already, so what is it that you can do at this point in time? Why is it that you're having problem? So let's continue here for a second. What are some other forms of lead generation that wholesalers here in California have had access with that they don't mind sharing with me? Okay, why would they want to share that with you if it's working? Well, there is no reason why they can't really share with you. Honestly, the truth is that cold calling is saturated. That's just the honest truth, and I have to just be very honest with you. It's getting saturated if it's not saturated yet, for obvious reasons. You know, low barrier of entry. Anyone can, you know, anyone can jump in. There's 1,000 wholesale videos coming on YouTube every day teaching people the same strategies. I think I am virtually the only channel that don't teach that same strategy, right? So new wholesalers are popping everywhere, okay? But here's what you should pay attention to. The cream always rises to the top. The cream always rises to the top, okay? So at the end of the day, you don't have to stress too much if you're paying attention, okay? The key thing is that there's somebody out there that can find value in what you're offering, which is you wanna buy the house, right? But are they on those lists, pre-foreclosure lists, vacant lists? Yes, they are on those lists as well too. However, that list, there's issue of timing, okay? There's a difference between somebody is on a list, but they're not ready yet to receive a call from you, compared to a person that says, you know what? There's a phone number that I found on Facebook the other day. There's a phone number that I found in direct mailing, which I don't suggest direct mailing because it's overly priced right now. It's overpriced right now. Because, again, there are better ways called digital marketing. Also, there are ways that you can literally not have to touch finding motivated sellers ever. That's something I teach here at the 11dayschallenge.com, where you don't have to touch looking for finding sellers. There are more than enough wholesalers doing that. Just go search the hashtag wholesaling real estate on Instagram. You see all of them. They're already spending their hard money, hard time on finding these deals. One problem they're having, I just saw one on Instagram saying he had to give the house back because there was no buyers. So what are we missing in this marketplace? Where can you serve in this marketplace? Where you can serve is by bringing more buyers into the marketplace for the leads that already exist, okay? There are leads that exist with other people that are already doing it. You can skip 80% of that hustle, okay? You can literally make six figure per month. I said per month, yes, but let's just be safe. Let's be conservative. Six figures per year, even before you close a deal, when you master the heart of list building of potential buyers, potential investors, okay, able and willing investors. You can monetize that list before they buy a deal, and when they buy a deal, you're the one right there for them to help them find a deal, and you don't have to look for motivated sellers, because again, there's more than enough people that are coming into the marketplace every day looking for motivated sellers, and they're finding them. The problem is that they don't have buyers, and you can basically get in the game by serving the market where it's most needed. So I will cover more about that on the post, on the blog post, but for now, just go ahead and download this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. If you want to learn how to fill your pipeline with leads, all types of leads, seller leads, buyer leads, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's where I have this book absolutely for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.